It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, prices for beef are at a low point, with consumers paying about $2 less per pound than they were in 2015. We'll hear what's driving prices down and what it means for beef producers.
Now, the first of several public hearings on the governor's proposed state budget began today in Platteville.
Lawmakers invited Wisconsin residents to argue for or against certain measures in the budget ahead of the vote in May.
Laurel White joins us now. She's the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, and she covered the first public hearing today. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, set the scene for us in Platteville. What is this hearing like that's underway?
Well, this was the first, as you mentioned, of six different public hearings that are going to be taking place on the state budget over the next couple weeks. We're going to have a hearing in West Allis on Wednesday and in Berlin on Friday. So these are really kind of a unique part of the state budget process in that there are these big public meetings where regular folks, just citizens, can come in and voice their concerns or their support for parts of the state budget that they've been hearing about on the news, and things that they really want to see pushed through, or things that they want to hear and see lawmakers kind of maybe reevaluate and take out of the state budget as this process unfolds.
What was turnout like today, and what were people saying?
Well, the turnout was pretty good. The meeting kicked off at about 10 o'clock this morning, and it's still going mm-hmm. to go until 5 o'clock tonight. I would say the crowd was probably 150 or 200.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting process. This is the first time I've covered a public hearing on the budget. Each individual has about 2 minutes to speak. They have two microphones going. They call people up in groups of about 10 or 15 to kind of queue up behind the microphones. There's a timer. There's a sign that goes up when you've got 1 minute left for testimony. So it feels very busy. It feels like there's a big crowd because of that quick turnover. And you'll have somebody, you asked about what some of the subjects have been so far. You'll have somebody talking about K-12 funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have somebody talk about maybe a building project there on the University of Wisconsin Platteville campus. So there's a lot of variety, a lot of different interests, all cycling through really quickly in these meetings.
Some whiplash involved.
Indeed.
What changes did people want to see in the state budget?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, there were a lot of subjects that were coming up over this, you know, the amount of time that I was there this morning. But I noticed about, I would say, three themes were pretty consistent that kept coming back. And one of those was a new engineering building for the UW-Platteville campus. Engineering is one of their flagship programs there. And that's something that the UW system had requested in their capital budget. They'd requested about $55 million to build this new engineering building, and the funding was not included in Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal. So quite a few representatives of that engineering department, actually the chancellor of UW-Platteville, got up and spoke about this as well. And they were really arguing for this building, trying to really drive home that the engineering program is very important to Platteville, that engineering students who attend Platteville tend to stay in the state of Wisconsin after they graduate. And that's something that lawmakers are really focused on right now, workforce development, educating people, and having young professionals stay in the state. So that was a really, really prominent theme I saw unfolding over the first couple hours of this hearing. We also got quite a bit on K-12 funding. A lot of people were saying that Governor Walker's budget proposal doesn't do enough for K-12 funding, which is kind of an interesting dynamic because the governor has said that K-12 education and higher education is really his primary focus in this budget, something he really wanted to invest in. So seeing people saying that's great that he's putting more in, but we just don't think it's enough, that was really a prominent theme this morning as well.
Was there anything in the budget that people came out to support, things that they liked?
Well, you know, I think that we did kind of see that in the education funding debate there. I mean, quite a few folks were coming up and saying, we understand and appreciate that the governor is investing more into education. The governor has actually said that the education funding in this particular budget proposal is exceeds the highest levels in state history, is the exact language from his budget proposal. It's increasing per pupil funding about $600 over the next biennium. So he has really been promoting that, and people are acknowledging that. They're saying, yes, that's great, we support that, but we want more. And I found that that was really a common theme throughout testimony. People would sort of nod and say, I respect the fact that you're doing something on this. I heard that with treatment and diversion programs as well, which is part of the opioid package that we've seen moving through the legislature. Yeah. There are some new bills. People say, yeah, that's great. It's great what you're doing, but we want more. We need more.
So how will lawmakers use the testimony from people who speak today and who speak in the coming at the coming events?
Well, this is, they're very quiet during these hearings, and they say that's because this is really about absorbing information, hearing what people have to say, and then taking that back as they begin to make those changes to the governor's budget proposal. This is really when lawmakers are getting behind the wheel of the state budget process and can start, proposing new things and making some changes. So as they sit quietly here over the next, couple weeks and listen to the hundreds of people that come up before them just for these little 2-minute increments, it's a lot to absorb. But lawmakers say that they really take this to heart. They're listening closely, and they're going to take it all into consideration as they make changes to the budget going forward.
And how do you expect the voting process to go about in May?
Well, I'm hesitant to make any predictions. Yeah, you never know. You never know. But this has been already a really interesting budget cycle. As you know, there's some conflict within the majority party among Republicans about how to fund transportation systems in the state of Wisconsin. So that's going to continue to be a contentious issue. And that issue indeed might bleed over into some other issues. We could potentially see reductions in, for example, the K-12 funding increase that the governor's proposed. Some of that might need to be moved over to transportation. We really don't know. We're kind of in the fledgling stages now of this budget cycle, so we've got a lot ahead of us.
And the next hearing is?
The next hearing is on Wednesday.
And where it is? Where is it?
Where it is. I believe that one is in, let me double check.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's okay.
There.
That one is in West Dallas on Wednesday.
Very good. Thank you so much, Laurel.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us to talk about the first public hearing on the governor's proposed budget.